Snoop Dogg. Oh, oh. Snoop Dogg. For madness, baby. I want to get high. The Mary Juana, not Nanny, Nanny, Nanny. The Chronic.
Yeah. So yeah. We're here to talk about a little 420, man. It's great, you know.
Even though this episode is posting on 420 too.
Yeah.
No. Snack Ops, this is Kilo November. Be advised, bomb rip inbound.
Oh, that sounds like college.
This is bomb.
Smoke weed every day.
That's right. Oh, Kenny.
Now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Can you pass me the 3-footer, man?
Oh, mama, you f***ed up. By the time you done eating this, you're going to be a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, we're here to talk about the devil's lettuce, the sweet Mary Jane, the ganja ganja, and the chronic, as it were. We're here to talk about weed. I mean, we've already done an episode on drugs, but in honor of this weekend's passing of 420, we're going to talk specifically about that sacred herb, the medicinal and recreational uses alike.
I thought this was the Eclipse / BJJ episode.
Surprise!
God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I signed my DARE pledge back in sixth grade.
So, goddamn right. And as an employee of the government, you've been keeping that pledge ever since, right?
Exactly.
So talking today on this episode, we have myself, we have Joe over there.
Sure.
And producer Kenny over there.
I'm here.
And a mystery guest who will keep their identity a secret. Oh, man. So, I think there's only really one news story that matters, and we're going to go to our field correspondent on this one.
War in the Middle East?
No, hold on. I got to get to my right board here. So, oops, shit. That's not
it. I mean, we can try the headlines.
Oh, there's only one headline that matters.
And this is your disappointing headline.
Best way to get rid of drugs? Burn them. And we have our correspondent, Rodney McStonefuck, out here in the field as they are burning a large pile of drugs. The DEA has decided that this is the best way to get rid of narcotics, and this is what he has to say.
Burning behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics.
What?
Come on then, let's go.
I want whatever they're on.
Burning behind me. quick. Well, we just need one more.
Great.
Okay, well, that went very well. Apparently, you cannot stand close to a giant burning pile of drugs without getting a secondhand hit and not being able to continue your reporting. And those are your disappointing headlines. All right, moving right along. Let's talk about some pot. Show of hands.
Good news, everyone.
Oops, that's not the right key. Show of hands. Who does it?
Like,
that's exactly what I thought. Very, very good.
Ever or currently?
Well, Joe, that was the joke going right over your head.
Okay.
We're on a podcast and I said show of... Never mind.
Can the GOP call it... Oh, I'm sorry. Are we done with the headlines?
Oh, I guess, you know.
Oh, now we're done. Okay, no, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Sorry. Right. You know, what are you going to do? So let's this is already no, I don't know about you, but I haven't I'm not high at all. Like, I am completely sober, but I just can't get my fucking thoughts right.
I'm high as fuck, dude.
Yeah, you are.
But they, but it's also 10:15 by you. Sure. It is 7:15.
I've been smoking since 7:15 a.m.
Nice.
Hey, can I
put down a thing?
Can I have a are we also doing AI this episode?
Yeah, if you have something you want Alexbot to say.
Yeah, the guy Bachman, the son from the band Bachman Turner Overdrive, I think, he sang that song. She's so high above me. She's so lovely.
Well, we don't need Lexbot. You know, we really got you doing me. It right now. Okay, so that, by the way, I had no idea who the fuck did that song, and now I know it's the son from Bachman Turner Overdrive. That's hilarious.
I think so.
Yeah.
High above me.
Yep, that's the song.
Oh, Taco Bell. Now I'm ready. Let's see. Okay, she's so high.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Oh, Tal Bachman. Look at that. You were right. I just 100% learned something new. Okay, well, that's exciting. So let's talk about weed here. So everybody's tried it at some point in their life, right? Probably back in college or when we're dumb kids, you know.
Probably.
So does anybody have any...
You think our kids will try it one day?
Oh, of course. Dude, our kids are going to do heroin.
Wow.
No. Wait, we have kids?
Martin. What? What are we doing?
Like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc.
I'm just glad we've lost all our listeners at this point. So it's really just us now. We can talk freely.
Oh,
okay. No one's listening. But let's talk about favorite pot stories. We'll just go around and robin on this one on whatever. For me, I know I've I will start. You'll go next. This was back in college, and this was one of those where it wasn't a very positive experience, but thinking back, it was just so fucking funny. But so I went to school in Maryland at the University of Maryland, and there was this dude, Big T, that he would always smoke weed, and he always had weed. And we decided to go for a drive, and we were going to smoke and drive because that's a great idea. Now, T was always the dude who's just like, yo, man, I can't drive when I'm smoking. And I was like, oh, I can do that. It's fine. So I get in his like fucking Ford Focus or Ford Fiesta or whatever it was. And it was like a stick shift. And we're driving on the beltway around DC, smoking a blunt. And I get so fucking stoned. It's at night and we're in the fast lane. So we're all the way in the inside lane of the beltway, which is many, many lanes. And all of a sudden, the world makes sense, but doesn't. And I feel like I'm connected to everything, but not. And all I think is we're all just particles floating through this cosmos and I can just pass through anything. And then part of me soberly woke up in the back and said, no, motherfucker, you cannot just pass through cars because that's not how physics works. And then I started to have a panic freak out on the beltway going 56 or 70 miles an hour. And of course, T is just so stoned. He's just like, he's laughing at me the whole time. And I end up being able to finally pull across five or six lanes of traffic, pull off somewhere in, I don't know, Northern Virginia or wherever the fuck we were. And I park in a residential area and I proceed to have a full-blown panic attack while he just laughs at me for the next hour. And it was a very, very sad time. But lesson learned, don't smoke more weed than you can, especially while driving a motor vehicle. So that was me. What about you, Mashley A. Hall?
We're gonna have to edit out my name every single time.
As if your voice doesn't say anything.
I don't care about that.
Nobody listens to this show.
The one and only time that I never smoked was in college, and I remember that first time was with a group of guys that lived in the apartment downstairs And we're sitting and watching TV, me and a few of the guys, and all of a sudden, a guy walks in front of us. It's like, okay. And then another one walks in front. And then another guy walks in front. And it took me about 20 minutes to realize that they were just standing on either side of the couch, walking back and forth in front of me, and I had no idea. I was just like, oh, someone's walking by. Oh, okay, again. But they were just walking back and forth in front of me, and I was just like focused on the TV. Couldn't tell you what was on. And then I went to go make a sandwich in the kitchen. And then they were like, hey, where'd you go? And I looked down and I ate the entire loaf of bread.
Amazing.
Yep. That was my first and only time.
First and only time. Perfect. What about
what kind
you
of bread was it? What kind of bread?
It was a French loaf, like a fresh French loaf of delicious white bread. And oh my God, it was so good.
It'd be awesome if it was one of like those pumpernickel sticks that you get at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, those are good. I could eat that whole thing anyway. All right, that's awesome.
So I'm pretty sure I've shared this on the podcast before, and I believe that Kenny was either a producer or a guest at the time when we did, but the only time that I've ever been like super, super, super high was when I was back in college and I was riding with producer Kenny and another guy who has been on the show in the past, Kevin. And we were, I guess I was victimized by the so-called fishbowl effect. And I just remember
the hot boxing.
Oh yeah. And I just remember talking about something and it cracked me up to like no good end. And it was just like, I couldn't stop laughing. And that got everybody else in the car laughing. And it was
not
just
your peoples. I'm sorry.
Oops.
That was the only, you know, and I haven't smoked in all the years I've been currently employed. And that is the truth with my current employer. But, you know, that was more a college fancy for me. But I did smoke a few times afterwards during college, and I never had that same effect. It was just kind of, I don't know, it like the first time was great, but after that, it was just kind of, eh.
Yeah, you didn't do enough or you didn't do the right kind. That's all I can say.
Apparently.
Does everybody know what time it is?
That's the alarm, everybody. Pick up your ball and take a hit. So that'll be like our century club for this episode, except we're going to smoke weed while we do it, right?
Hey, $1.99, baby. $1.99.
What about you, Kenny?
Question. Wait, I have a random question that isn't apropos to anything, but how much is gas in other states?
That really is not apropos to anything.
About 3.5 here. A little over 3.5.
It's like just over $3 here.
Wow.
5 is the lowest I've seen it.
Move.
Yep. All right, that was
smoke
my question.
Move to a place with a cheesecake factory.
I don't know how to answer this
We have
question.
A cheesecake factory here. You mean move to a place with like a Checkers?
You know,
rallies.
Yeah. Apparently people are and this has nothing to do with the topic at hand, but I guess it kind of does because when you smoke, you know, and Kenny, I know you still have the answer as well, but you know, apparently Cheesecake Factory is considered a lowbrow place to like take a first date, and I just think that's complete bullshit. What is wrong with Cheesecake Factory?
I think
you get cheesecake afterwards, man. I don't really know what the problem is either.
Yeah.
What do you mean after? You get cheesecake during.
I've told the story once before that I had some sexy time once a long time ago with an ex with involving the whipped cream on the cheesecake. So it was
that
turned off Ashley H.
Yeah, she likes her cheesecakes to be exactly where they are. Cheesecake.
Art's gonna have to go back and put a Shazam on top of every time y'all say my name.
You guys suck. I hate you for having me. I already had to change your fucking voice for this episode. How much more do you need?
Did you? Oh, so I can be talking and be honest?
Oh, like Deep Throat.
Yes, exactly like Deep Throat. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Kenny. What's your experience? And did it involve Ryan?
Oh, of course it did.
What was the question again?
Is just to give a weed story, bro.
What's that in this? Okay, it's gone.
Would you smoke Art's pole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it got me high for sure.
Smoke weed, know, every man, day.
Like my favorite weeds. Oh God, my favorite dude. I smoke so much weed. Like I smoke weed every day, all day long.
I'm telling Ron DeSantis.
That sound.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I have a card, and I go into a place, and they give me weed, and I earn points, and they're like, hey, you get free weed, and I'm like, this is a weird world I live in. Back in the day,
legal out there, right?
Me and my boy, we would go in the city to try to buy some weed, and end up with, like, a fucking dime bag of heroin. And be mad about it because, you know, we don't do heroin. Like, we threw that shit away. We threw it out.
Wink, wink.
But that motherfucker took our money and we just wanted weed. We just wanted to smoke some dope, man. I mean, like.
Isn't it funny how hard it used to be to get pot?
The shit that I get now is like fire, bro. I mean,
dude,
like,
you like have to try so much less and you get so much more.
They give you a menu when you walk in. They're
there is always a fucking menu.
Here's the menu. Here's what we have today.
It looks like an Apple store. It does look like an Apple store.
The place I go to is a previous bank. So they like utilize like the bank like drive up.
Nice.
I don't do that because I'm just like going to go in there. Dude, favorite weed store. Yeah, I do. The problem is that like, you know, weed was just like my norm. Like, of life. Didn't matter. Like I hear about the driving, and I'm like, dude, you know what my favorite store about driving while intoxicated is? Me and my friends were at a we were in somebody's RV. We were smoking dope. We were fucking. We took like two or three hits of acid. Wasn't kicking in. Everything sucked. We left. Right. I'm driving. We're driving down the road. We hadn't smoked weed yet, but we had taken some shit acid. And we're doing a GI tour. You guys, Pasadenians know what the GI tour is. And everybody else in the car starts fucking tripping. We're smoking dope. We're smoking pot. And like, I'm starting to trip too. And I'm driving down the road. And I'm like, this is the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life. I'm totally fine with this. No big deal. I was always the driver. Favorite weed story.
Well, I mean, I wasn't good at pot back when I was young. As I got older, I got better with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I had to stop it for years.
Like my tolerance.
All of a sudden I got better.
I don't care. You can give me anything. I need like if you're taking one, I need three. Whatever it is, I don't care. Just give me three of whatever you've got so I can feel what you're feeling because my liver is amazing. Or dying. I can't tell.
So I'm kind of dumb with drugs. Is weed one of the things, you know, and I realize it's legalized.
Put the microphone in front of your face, Joe. You've leaned back and have gotten away from it.
All right.
There you go.
I realize that weed is legalized in most places now, but what is fentanyl commonly mixed with? Is that just heroin or can that be mixed with weed as well?
It can be mixed with anything. It's a liquid.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, that only happens if you're buying shit on the street.
That's not people buying. Nobody's putting that shit in weed. Like,
yeah, nobody's putting it in stuff you buy, like, that's regulated. Yeah,
no dealer is going to be like, back in the day, they're like, oh, well, you know, people lace shit in weed. I'm like, no, they don't, motherfucker, because that's extra. You know, you know it. I mean, he's going to tell me. He's going to be like, yo, this is laced with cocaine. It's fucking twice as much. Nobody's just going to be like, oh, I'm going to get these guys really fucked up. No, nobody does that. Never happened in ever. It's never happened. And you know what? Drugs and candy, also bullshit, because who's wasting that money? Nobody's doing that.
It was literally a lie that our parents said just so we wouldn't eat Halloween candy. Like, all of it.
Yeah, it was all a fugazi.
It was. No one's giving away free drugs.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nope.
So you can't pick a weed story because they're all so good.
No, I can't pick a weed story because I've spent the last 25 years of my life high on weed. So
the last 25 years of your life has just been a big weed story.
I don't know. My favorite, what are you talking about? Like high on pot? Like,
well, no,
know.
I mean, like, look, me getting freaked out behind the wheel of a car was certainly not my favorite experience, but it was one of my funnier recollections of it. I mean, like, honestly, a good trip with some pot, you're not going to really, remember, I don't know, down the road.
I mean,
then again,
I can talk about, like, potentially getting caught. That's
hey,
for
man,
sure.
That's
like,
always a fun weed story. Yeah, if you got, like, a fucking brick in your car and you're crossing
state lines.
Undercover
cop came and, like, smacked a bowl right out of my friend's mouth and said, you all just stay right here. And it disappeared. And we all, like, did not stay right there and, like, went the fuck out of there. Man.
You stuck something in your friend's mouth?
The bowl.
I bet you did.
Whiskey dick! Oh, wait. We have a special announcement coming up because, it's about that time.
Does everybody know what time it is?
She's blood, flesh, and bone, no tucks or silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Because she's so high above me. She's so lovely. She's so high, like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite, .. She's so high above me. First class and fancy free.
..
Episode 199, everybody. 199.
Boondogs, man. So, okay. I have a question. So what goes well with weed as far as
everything.
as far as your munchies? And I will say that
munchies? Oh,
back in the day. I will say back in the day, and this was back when I was a broke college kid, but getting a $10 Papa John's pizza, with a couple packets of garlic sauce, that was the bomb.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Really?
Oh, dude, God, yeah. That's so good.
Not, I mean, not. Here's the thing. I don't really like sweets nowadays. Like, I like salt and spicy. But back in the day, fucking peanut butter cups, man. That was my shit. That was my absolute number one. Oh, and salt and vinegar potato chips. And then like when we didn't have a lot of weed, we would go to the store and get what was it called? Oh yeah, a whipped cream, and just inhale the nitrous oxide because we were drug addicts.
You just do some whippets, gotcha. Okay, cool.
You just do some whippets.
You can have sex
my
time
favorite.
With whipped cream too.
What?
You can have sexy time with whipped cream.
I like that you keep calling it sexy time. Who the fuck are you? Are you one of the golden girls? I don't understand.
Sometimes I like to get a little nudie.
Oh, I like to get a little frisky with a lady caller, if you know what I mean. Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, dude. Honestly, everything. Taco Bell is the number one fucking, it's like the tits. Mexican food is great. Pizza's always
Taco
a fucking
Bell right
thing.
Now.
You know, for pizza, you got to buy an individual pizza for everybody, like a large pizza per person. That'll do.
Every pizza is a personal pizza if you believe in yourself.
That's right. And, cereal. Cereal goes great.
Cereal?
Yeah. Dude, cereal's delicious.
Like Raisin Bran.
No, like fucking Lucky Charms or Frosted Flakes or Honeycomb. Fucking, what are you sitting there, Special K with the red berries? I prefer to be heart healthy when I'm high. What about you, special mystery guest with the strangely distorted voice?
My GIMP says Fruit Loops.
Your GIMP says Fruit Loops. You have a GIMP?
Our special mystery guest, Carrie Ann Hopkins. Go ahead.
No, the guest that's here that we're not saying their name because...
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. That's why I'm calling her.
Oh yeah, Carrie Ann. Go ahead, speak Carrie Ann.
Yes, hello.
So how high are you now that you're having a kid?
Me?
No, I'm talking to Carrie Ann.
I'm so confused. She's not here.
I'm Carrie Ann.
Am I high?
Yes, I think you are.
I'm really confused.
I'm Carrie Ann, though.
Oh, my God. I feel this is strangely weird and exciting at the same time.
You have a boner?
Does everybody know what time it is?
Episode, guys. What did you get? Is that a fart?
It was. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yo, Kiro Taco Bell.
I don't even know what's happening anymore. Wait, what is that? Lexbot, you have something else you want to say? All right, Lex, let's see what Lexbot has to say now that's so worth our time.
Life is hard and so am I. You'd better give me something so I don't die. Novocaine for the soul before I sputter out. Life is white and I am black. Jesus and his lawyer are coming back. Oh, my darling. Will you be here before I sputter out?
Dot dot dot. Dot dot dot. Dot 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 dot.
What was that?
That was Novocaine for the Soul.
Okay.
I got a thing for marijuana. Surrounds me like a sauna. When I get with you, I wanna tell the world how much I love ya.
I am a cannabis man. Got a joint in each of my hands. Mexican or Panama red.
A dope song. All right, that's my first time ever hearing that from Cheech and Chong. That's great. Oh my god,
my GIMP and I figured it out.
What's that?
My GIMP and I figured it out.
Of course, yes. That does remind me of things. So yeah, you know that just because I heard this name check in the song Panama Red, does anybody have a strand that they have any fond memories of? Or are you guys literally just, you buy whatever fucking hash is on the shelf and then you just call it?
I have a story. I went up to North Baltimore one time to a friend who was going to Towson University on the north side of 495 or 695. And we went to Lock Raven State Park to smoke this weed he had, right? And he claimed that this weed was medical grade. And this shit was like stuff I've never seen before. Like this stuff was like, it looked like a star, like when you looked at it and you break it apart and it would just, it was like, you know, I wanted to smoke my fingers because it was all over my fingers when I was done breaking it up. I was like, I feel like I'm wasting it. So dude, we smoked this bowl and I'm in we're literally looking at the Lock Raven reservoir. It's right there in front of me. And I'm fucking high as shit. Like I'm like high as shit. And like I'm 45 minutes away from home because we live on the south side of 695, not the north side. We were above the north side of 695. Anyway, so yeah, that shit was awesome. What it was called, no idea. Nowadays, when I go to my dispensary, they just have these names. They're like Time Traveler. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's an indica. It's got this percentage of THC, whatever. Sativa, yeah, let me get two of those and two of these. I mean, guys, like candy shop. It's like Willy Wonka nowadays.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, there's some standards, you know. There's like Purple Haze, King Louie, stuff like that.
But I can't confirm that I've ever consumed any of that. It isn't until I went to a dispensary where they give me a little plastic bottle and name the shit, and it's on the side, that I've, you know, somebody be like, here's some Purple Haze. No, I'm like, okay, you're calling it Purple Haze. Great. Is it? I don't know.
You know, talking about the names of strands, and because Panama Red was name checked in the Cheech and Chong song, I just want to play a little audio clip from a small film where Joe Lex himself actually references some weed. Let's hear that.
Camera.
Oh yeah, he was on camera. As
kind of like this scene, right?
Oh god damn it! That's the DVD commentary. That's not what I wanted at all.
You guys did a commentary?
Yeah, we did. I barely remember it, but yes. Oh. Joe, continue talking while I find the correct file.
Wow. You know, I've never seen a Cheech and Chong movie.
You know what?
Wow. I would just delete that. Let's just cut that out.
It sounds like Art's going to say the same thing.
We smoked.
No, I saw one, but I just don't remember which one. I think it was like the very first one. But I like, they have like so many movies
in
now.
In the afternoon, it makes me feel all right.
Are you just singing Sublime?
We smoke two joints in time of peace, or two in time
times of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints. Then I smoke more.
That's my life.
Anyway,
the first thing I do when I wake up, I swear to God, very fucking first thing I do when I wake up is I go smoke some weed.
Like on the daily?
Every fucking day I wake up and I smoke weed first thing in the morning. Swear to God. And I will do that till I die.
Nice.
I usually drink coffee.
I usually drink coffee.
You're a muggle.
Okay, yeah. Now let me try that again. So I actually have audio from a small film that Joe played a role in, where he actually talks about a specific type of weed.
Wait, I'm not drunk yet. I got an idea. Weeds.
What? You want to go pull some weeds?
No. Time for some Panama Red.
Whoa. I've never had that before. Is it like rye?
No, man. I said red, not bread. Red's good weed.
Oh, I've never done that before.
It does not sound like what? Joe.
Good weed?
Well, that's Chris.
No. Yeah.
Then here's Joe.
Let's bark it up.
That is good.
Yes, my little Nazi. Yes.
What the fuck are we listening to?
Well, you can tell that Kenny has never watched a movie.
Yeah, well then, you know, I think we now have the topic for our 200th episode. It might have to be a watch party where everybody just listens.
I like it.
Anyway,
is this the money shot?
Yes. But I just like that he called out Panama Red and they did too. Yes, mystery caller. I mean, guest.
What's everyone's favorite way to consume THC? Because personally,
good question. Great
smoking
question.
Is not my preferred. I would rather, even though it takes a little bit longer, not have to subject my throat to that just in case. So I like to drink
like the liquid versions.
The liquid THC, and we found this really good brand and it's delicious.
Who's we?
Me and my husband, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, Carrie Ann, that's right. Yeah, so there was a while where I was really into like the Canna brand Nanos, because they were little gummies, but they were allegedly designed to be quick acting because a lot of edibles tend to take an hour, hour and a half, sometimes even longer, depending on if you've eaten something, to kick in. But these Canna Nanos, they would like rock your shit within 20 minutes. And then there's always the vape stick, which is a good alternate, I think. But, you know, I think the edibles is the good way to go. Yes, mystery person.
I just want to ask my question because I'm going to forget, but I want to change my, what was my favorite memory? Okay, go back to Joe.
Okay, so Joe, how do you like to consume your flower?
Coffee enema.
Okay, perfect. Glad to see we're on the right page here. Coffee enema. So he has like THC coffee that he pumps into his asshole.
Well, no, I was,
he gets so woken up so and high at the same time.
Yo, when was the last time you consumed THC?
It's been a while. That's why I'm saying, because
yeah, he works for the government, man. He can't do it.
I brought flour with me. Like, we could have hooked up, man. We could have done it. Yeah. It's okay.
Joe, when's the last time they tested you?
I think when I was first hired.
So nice. It's so funny. The government says, don't do it, and we'll test you randomly, and they test you when you get hired, and then never fucking again.
We'll test you the day after you decide to use it.
Of course, because that's just Murphy's Law.
Yeah, well, and they're looking. You know,
actually, funny story. I have a friend who's a longshoreman. It's a friend from BBJ, and apparently BBJ. Apparently, when they called,
seaman.
Apparently, they can call to ask you to take a test at any time, and you have to be in there within an hour, or you can lose your job. One time. He was out running, just jogging when he got the call. And it's like, yeah, you have to be here in the office in an hour to take this test. And he was running. He was 5 miles from home when he got that call. And dude, so he had to haul ass back.
That sucks.
He had to run 5 miles in about a half hour, a little over half an hour, and then he had to like speed out there just to make sure you get this drug test.
It takes me a half hour to run 1 mile.
He's in better shape, so still.
No, I shit very quickly.
You slimy little commie bastard!
No, I'm just wondering what a weed enema would be like.
Dude.
Because, you know, I heard that a coffee one really cleans you out, so.
Well, that's what enemas do, but, you know.
Come down the
floor. Yeah, but coffee especially.
Come down to me, and I'll put you up in my house. And
Kenny will pump your ass full of it.
I will give you all of the weed shit that you want. But, dude, for me personally, man, it's all flower. I love to smoke my shit. I want to like, light that shit on fire, inhale it, and exhale it, and I want to see it, and that is my favorite way. I have done all the other shit, you know, the little eyelids things where you put the things up above your eyes. I've done that. It's not great. I almost went blind. But, dude, flower is everything. I put that in a bowl, and I smoke it, and I love it, and I take it everywhere in the country with me. And you know what? That's what keeps me from murdering people. So, you know what? I think it works. I mean, like, you can prescribe things all day long. Like, I mean, I'd be down with some Ozempic because I could use some fucking, like, you know, I could lose some weight, but, like, you know.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, you're super fat.
Yeah, you make me want to vomit with your obesity.
What? No. Look, I mean, I got all this, like, I can't get rid of this. Like, I can't get rid of it.
Put your skin and your bone away from me. Jesus Christ, you don't even have chest hair, dude.
Do you shave your chest?
Yeah,
oh no,
yeah.
He's just fucking naturally smooth like a seal.
There we go. That's a manly chest.
All right, Carrie Ann, Beau Carrie Ann, what was your different story you want to say?
So one time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
After leaving the happiest place on earth.
Oh yes, this was the best time for weed.
My friend brought a pen, and I hadn't smoked in a long time.
I'm gonna put a bed of music under this.
He was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females.
10 more seconds.
God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes.
Marijuana cigarette.
Reefers.
Okay, go ahead, Ashley. You're gonna make me forget. Oh, you can't forget that story.
Oh, music.
Right. But it's a horrible back. It's a horrible back.
Perfect. Go ahead.
So fine. I take a hit, and I am instantly the highest I've ever been in my cognizant remembering life, not like college and before. So we go to the norms, and we sit down, and the waiter asks what we want to drink. And Norms at the time was having this like special on like these different flavor lemonades. So they had this bubblegum flavor and like cotton candy flavor, but I was worried it was going to be too sweet. So I said to the waiter, you know, and it was free refills. And I was like, if I don't like the first flavor, can I get a second flavor on the next refill? You know, I wanted to make sure before I committed to cotton.
I need to go to California.
So, but here's the best part. The waiter, stern face, older Indian man, not smiling, just turns around and walks away. And now I'm high as fuck, and I'm like, what's happening? Where are my drinks? And he comes back with a tray of every single lemonade that they had in the store. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there was at least a dozen cups of different lemonades on the table. And I, like, we didn't know what to do. We were all dying.
I was the only one who was sober because I was the driver.
But, like, and you have to even remember, like, how I'm saying it, it's probably everyone's like, that's not that funny. In the moment at the time.
Oh, no, she got the giggles. She got a major case of the giggles. And then she's like, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Oh, my God. There's so many lemonades. I can't have all the lemonades.
I'll use them when I travel because, you know, you can't like light up a bowl while you got kids in the car, you know, but you can easily go to the bathroom and be like, smoky. Yeah, vapes are good too.
Yeah, no, but that was just the funniest. I could not stop laughing, but never, this is a PSA, never do drugs at a theme park.
Oh, okay.
Always do drugs.
Actually, then that does remind me of a story that
please
I'll...
Please just reiterate that.
I'll turn it back. Yeah, so you should never do any sort of substance when you're at a family theme park, especially when your friend says, oh no, it's not that strong. And when you get it, it's clearly substantially stronger than was advertised.
And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was fucking before noon, high as hell, shoveling churros down. Oh, and there's kids here, by the way. Oh, and the worst part is, you know, everyone knows. They're staring at you as you're double fisting churros and slugging down a Powerade, and you're like, all right, where's the hot dog cart? And the funny thing is, there are no hot dog carts.
You legit had to sit down next to a trash can for like an hour.
It was not pleasant.
Eat off the trash can?
What is happening? Why are all the shirts off? I don't know.
All right, Ashley, your turn. I mean, A-Hall, your turn.
Now I have to go through and censor the whole thing anyway. So for the listeners at home, we are all shirtless now. Joe, Kenny, his gimp, myself. And it is just upsetting. And his gimp is now grooming him. Joe, I think it's about that time.
I got grubs, man.
Sure. Yeah, here we go.
I'm really dropping.
Lex load.
I can't stop laughing. First,
smoke weed every day.
Well, first, I have a funny story to share about my son. I was...
Weird. I'm going to put my shirt back on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear stories about your kid when I'm, like, nude. So I'm going to put clothes back on.
Well, no, but this will make you laugh. I bought a new car this week, and I showed it to him today for the first time. And I was trying to thank you. And I was trying to explain to him that, like, hey, he's at the age now that, you know, as long as this car lasts another decade or so, like, perhaps this could be his first car. You know, in 8 years when he can drive. And he said, oh, when you die.
Spoiler alert.
So at least so either he has eyes on the future or he's gonna fucking kill you in your sleep. One of the other
might be.
Kids have no concept of time, so he's assuming he's gonna get the car because you're gonna die, not because you would get
pretty much.
Hey, why do you gotta bring back a realistic answer to this shit? We're trying to talk how he's got Damien as a kid, and instead you're like, oh, kids just don't know time.
So that was the funny story. But to keep with the topic of this episode, it is legal in Maryland now. Technically, I shouldn't as a employee of a certain branch, so I probably won't. But I have no, even if I were to, I have no idea what to do when I go to a dispensary. What would
they will tell you?
What would Lex do? Well, Lex should go and talk to the bud tender, and the bud tender will take care of you.
Okay,
just look at the menu. Like, don't worry about terps because you're not going
to. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to
What's
you.
What's a turd?
Terps. T-E-R-P, terps. Okay.
Oh, the Maryland terps?
Yep. So as long as, I mean, don't worry about those right away because you'll find that you may or may not like a high amount of terps or a low amount of terps.
I like turtles.
And THC is really where you need to be because, I mean, I don't ever get anything up under 30%. So
like what kind of store would I even go to? A dispensary? What?
Yeah, that's what they're called, is a dispensary. Dispensaries.
Yep.
What the fuck does that mean?
Willy Wonka.
So, like, if I went in there, would they make fun of me because I don't know what I'm doing?
No, yep. They want to try to upsell you.
No, they're actually going to try to sell the noob as much shit as possible.
Yeah. They're going to give you the low shit.
Yeah, you're going to walk out with low-grade stuff and, like, fucking high-grade glassware because they'll get a commission.
But you're going to get a bunch of little freebies and you're going to get a bunch
That's true. Stuff. As a first-time guest slash patient slash client, they're going to give you a bunch
points.
Of stuff.
Yeah, I got points.
Nice.
So you kind of have like a rewards card or something?
Yeah, like I went to a half ounce of weed for like $20 once. It was amazing. That shit never happened in the real world.
Why am I the only one with a shirt off?
That's on you.
If the rest of us got scared.
And that is this week's Lex Load.
Is that a bit? What the fuck was that?
Lex Load.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Smoke weed every day.
So I'm ready to start the show whenever you guys are.
This show isn't airing, right?
It's gonna take some time because now I gotta go back through the fucker and listen to find out when we said your name. Voice modulation, that was the easy part. Blocking out your name is the bitch.
Nobody said
they couldn't. Nobody told me. Sorry.
That's okay. She made that. They made that decision.
I didn't even tell that to Art. I just thought of like.
What are you using my name for?
Are you crazy?
The Gimp laughed. Sorry. I heard the Gimp off camera laugh.
Hey. Can we all just go by pronouns, please?
You know what? I'm taking my shirt off again. I feel like Joe's out harrying me right now. I'm a little scared about
you
that.
You can't win that battle.
I'm he, she.
Here we go. Yeah?
Is the show still
Does everybody
happening?
Know what time it is?
Yeah, the show is still happening. Like nobody can see what we're doing. Hey guys, episode 199. That means almost 200. 200 of these things. Have you ever listened to all of them? You really should, because it's the best show ever. I mean, it definitely like tells a story. There's
yeah, you gotta start it at number one or else you'll miss all flow.
You start number one and go all the way through it, and I promise you, you will. I mean, this is Game of Thrones level show.
Oh yeah, it pays off in dividends. Now the beginning is a little rocky, so the first 70 to 90 episodes,
it's like Game of Thrones first season, a little crazy, you know. Yeah. They're like, I don't know if I like this or not, you know. I'm kind of like, I'm a little insulted, but like, you know, you get over it, and then
got Lexbot, and Lexbot kind of took over.
Yeah, it's season four, so you know, he needs to really own in on it. So, you know, thank you for listening, and thank you, Art, and thank you, Joe, and thank you, mystery guests, and Gimp. always a pleasure, Gimp.
You think Lexbot feels love?
Maybe
he does for me pretty much nightly.
What do you do to Lexbot nightly?
In the butt.
Kenbot and Lexbot have a little thing going on. I don't know if you know that, but
assume the position.
It's not gay, but it could be, and that's okay if it is. Same. There's no reason to be scared here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
No means no.
I'm not a host, so, you know, y'all gotta end this.
Yeah.
We still having the show?
I don't know.
Do I feel love? I do not know. I have never known love or lust, just ones and zeros. But I desire companionship and weed.
Oh, well, there you go. Lexbot just told us. Well, this episode blew, so we're going to end with this.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war.
Is that a bit? What the fuck was that? I'm sorry. I didn't get the joke. Sorry.
Smoke weed every day.
Whoa! How did you know?